Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home, that's done for the throne. No time to slow down, no, I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, that's the port of throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home, he keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Sing on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies? Mercies for you and for me. Come home, come home, you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing for you and for me. Shadows are gathering, that night is coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, you earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We love you, adore you, bow down before you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Father, we appreciate you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We love you, adore you, bow down before you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We love you, adore you, bow down before you. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Going home, going home, there's nothing to hold me here. I got a glimpse of the heavenly home. Praise God, I'm going home. Going home, going home, there's nothing to hold me here. I got a glimpse of that heavenly home. Praise God, I'm going home. Going home, going home. There's nothing to hold me here. I got a glimpse of that heavenly home. Praise God, I'm going home. Well, we'll continue it, our talk that we had yesterday, kind of along the same lines, just so much that you can say about that. But I want to say, Everything is driven by a spirit. The spirit of the living God, the spirit of word, or the word, the spirit of truth, it's that spirit of Satan out there, the spirit of the age. All these deceiving spirits here, especially here at the end time, it's all about deception. It's all about anti-truth. It's all about lies. It's all about trying to hide the truth and go against the knowledge of God. That's what's out there. That's the spirit of the age that we're living in. So what I say, it's driven by a spirit. And the spirit will, they set the stage for what's going on down here in planet Earth right now. It's all about, when you look around, it's all about sexual perversion, transgender, and homosexuality, that the spirit we're living in, and it's driven by these spirits. That's why it was said in the scripture. In the last days, it's going to be very hard to be a Christian because the air is charged up with these demonic forces because, say, Satan is coming down having great wrath, for he knows his time is short. So he's putting all this effort out there, and that's why we're just trying to combat it and fight against it. But as I say, we're surrounded with these evil spirits, with everything that you can see and feel out there, and we're just trying to hold forth, trying to hold a standard on the truth. And when you think about, you know, what about Trump, you know, God has set up Trump in his last days and his closing days of time as a, just like he did Nebuchadnezzar. He set him up because he saved his life down there. If he didn't want him around, he would have let him be assassinated like they did Kennedy. But we're living in a different era than we did back in the Kennedy era. The devil had Kennedy put out of the way, and he would have do it here again too. They tried numerous times to get rid of him, but the Lord has his hand on him. And now here, you can talk, especially here in Canada, you can talk to any Canadian, and you mention Trump's name. Oh, it's Trump's fault. You know, it's in the air. I'm trying to say something, but it's hard to get truth to people. It's charged up. It's in the air. When what God does, then Satan is right there trying to hush it, you know. Mm-hmm. But God has put up Trump. Regardless of what happens, regardless of what he does, he has put up Trump just like he put up Nebuchadnezzar back in the day. When Nebuchadnezzar's name was mentioned back in the day, they just riled up. Oh, it's Nebuchadnezzar's fault. They didn't want to have nothing to do with Nebuchadnezzar, but he gave those countries round about an ultimatum. You either come under Nebuchadnezzar's watch, or you will be destroyed. And then what happens is, diseases came in, and famine, and they were destroyed, these countries. And the Jews, they thought they'll go to Egypt. Mm-hmm. And Egypt got hit with that drought. Because God has ordained Nebuchadnezzar to be the man for that hour. And if you didn't come under his watch, you were done. And yet, if you did come under his rulership, you flourished.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing today. God has put up Donald J. Trump to be more or less king of the world, really, so to speak. And he's going to get the job done one way or another, because it's time now for things to change, you know, mm-hmm. because we're living in the hour of restitution, the restitution of all things. Mm-hmm. We're living in the week of Daniel, and all these things will be restored. Everything will come back the way it was before the flood. And God is just using Donald Trump to spearhead that thing. Mm-hmm. It has to be somebody on planet Earth that God can use. That's what he's using now. And see, then, and we're doing our part. We're standing for truth. And the devil has a he has it on his hit list. So when it comes to truth, he's right there. And the people's minds that are sold out to him, even the ones that are not sold out to him, the ones that are just carnally minded, oh, there's them too. And all they know about you and I, oh, they're shaking up. That's all they know. They don't know that we're bringing a truth to a lost and dying world. And I'm just trying to tell you something. I'm just trying to tell you. It's all motivated by spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. It is. I was thinking of that scripture, Daddy, in Psalms 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. And people don't like the truth. They like a lie. Like when you go down to the store and you buy something and it's more expensive than it used to be, they'll blame Trump for it. They say,
yeah,
oh, it's Trump's fault. But they don't realize that Canada has all these years become so dependent on the U.S., that all of a sudden now when things are, the tide is turning, they don't know what to do with it. So automatically every bad thing that happens, they blame Trump for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a cop-out. You know, people need to realize that you cannot just blame somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find out the truth behind a story and go with that, because the lie will lead you into darkness.
The truth of the matter is, they voted in these liberals, eh?
Mm-hmm.
These liberals, they like voting in the Democrats in the state. The liberals don't care about the country. And what the liberals did, they shut down that oil industry. Like,
mm-hmm.
they refused to put a pipeline in, and things that would make the country flourish. Now, it's really the liberals that done it, but see, they voted them in, so they got to blame the camp. On up to the fact that they voted this guy in, and then things started going downhill. So what did they do? They passed the buck. Instead of taking responsibility for their own actions, oh, it's easy to blame Trump. And that's in the spirit. It's controlled by Satan.
Mm-hmm.
If that could only get people to realize,
mm-hmm.
we're not against the people. We're against the spirit, the demonic forces in the spirit realm, and that people that have sold out to do evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like these liberals, they're just sold out to destroy the country. No matter what they touch, it turns into garbage. And like the Democrats in the state, no matter what Biden and the Democrat touch, it turned into negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's controlled by that by these demonic spirits out there. Like I say, in the last days it's going to be very hard to be a Christian. And what the devil does, he likes to come and divide and conquer. He's been trying from day one to divide you and me.
Mm-hmm.
First he used the family to try to divide us. Then he used my family to divide. Then he used people that you know to try to divide us. Anywhere where he could get a foothold in here, he tried to come in and divide us. When you step back,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you just got to step back and analyze things, and mm-hmm. you can see it. You can
and
see it for a fact.
And that trick has worked for many, many times for
yeah.
the devil and the people because of their ignorance and their unlearned ways of
yeah.
how the devil works. Automatically, they fall under his fall apart when he puts out his tactics because
mm-hmm.
he's got a strategy too. The devil.
Oh, he's been at
it
forever.
And it's worked because of the ignorance in people. They have unlearned in the things and how his tactics operate because number one, what he likes to do is to divide and conquer. That's the only way he can conquer is when a house is built on the unity and the faith, then he can't get in.
Oh, yeah.
But when once you start having two lines of thought, there comes a division part and the devil likes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he likes to use people to come in and do what he does best. And it has worked for him successfully throughout the ages. And even like when there's a lot of the preachers that they start out good.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time when the devil, he uses a strategy, whether he uses some lie against the preacher or
mm-hmm.
or he uses a woman to infiltrate. But he has a way to shut that preacher down, because if somebody speaks the truth,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't like that. Then his main objective is how can he shut that down?
Yeah, I'm going to
because
divide
these him. People are going to expose me, and that's what we're doing. We're exposing the ways of the evil one,
mm-hmm.
of Satan, and how he works in the shadows, and he works through unlearned people. And he works through wicked people. And it, like you can see in the Democrat Party, you can see how he works even in Trump's own administration, how he'll try to raise up people and cause division.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to shut it down. But you know what God has put together? Like we know that God raised up Trump for this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see all around the world he is respected in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't want to go in and fight other people's wars. And why should he?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't make any sense, you know, fighting these people's war, like he was saying to about Russia and Ukraine the other day. It's like two children. Sometimes you have to let them fight out their fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you can't just go in and shut it down. You have to let them fight a while. You know, it really makes sense. You know, these people just want to fight. Why don't you let them fight it out?
Yeah, back in the days of Hosea, he said, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge."
Mm-hmm.
You see, they didn't see they didn't stop and think and see the spirit behind
mm-hmm.
it. See, you and I, we see the spirit, the demonic forces of darkness driving behind that individual. But back in the days of Isaiah, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because they rejected knowledge, they rejected what Hosea tried to warn them from. He said, because you rejected knowledge, I will forget your children
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. See, you and I, we're not ignorant of Satan's tactics because we got the history. We went back into history and we see exactly how he's trying to operate, how he's trying to divide. And the only way he cannot get in when there's a people that have truth, that have faith, that are tied to the scriptures and they're tied to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they depend on the Lord. And they, like that early church, they couldn't get in. Because they said, we are not ignorant of his cunning devices.
Mm-hmm.
See, you and I, we're not ignorant of his cunning device when these tugs come in here and try to do whatever, try to divide. And if you can't divide, they'll try to make up stories and lies, and then they'll try to make us irrelevant. That's going on wholesale today. But see, you and I, we're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to a truth, mm-hmm. and a history that we know is solid. And he can't come in here. Mm-hmm. He can't divide us, because, in fact, the more he tries, the more we get together, you know, and the more we unite. But that's his tactic. It's, like I say, everything is driven by a spirit. And it sets everything in motion. Set in motion by these spirits that are out there. We don't see the spirit behind that half-naked woman on the street, and that homosexual, and then it leads to transgender, and nothing good can come out of it. Only destruction can come out of it. That's what they're trying to do in America. Destroy the only nation that was founded on Christian principles. Mm-hmm. They're trying to destroy America, and then they're trying to destroy Israel. They've done that. What it is, it's driven by a spirit of hate, mm-hmm. a spirit of destruction. And how come they're going after the Jews? Well, it's because they're God's people, you know. Mm-hmm. God has set it up this way. That's why he said, pray for Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem. Because that spirit of these demonic forces, they're out to get rid of Israel. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. But God said, the other side of it is, that God will destroy every nation that comes up against Israel, mm-hmm. that comes up against Jerusalem.
That's right.
See, that these spirits, they don't have a prayer, because they don't have a mandate from heaven. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
See, you and I, as long as we stay with the truth, we got the truth for the day, and as long as we continue in that truth, there's no devil in hell that can infiltrate it.
We know the church was in total darkness in the dark ages, and then God slowly started shining light in it, and the just shall live by faith, and then live a holy life. And he brought the church back to light. And that's why we have all the ammunition needed to combat those forces of darkness. That God restored the truth to us, the light of his word. See, that's how Jesus defeated the devil when he was tempted. He used the word of God. And that's why it's so important to know the word of God and the history of how, what all transpired throughout time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what Balaam did to the, when he was hired by Balak to go curse Israel. There's significance in that. What did Balaam really do? He didn't curse them, but he couldn't. But he showed Balaam how to weaken those people.
Mm-hmm.
With those Moabite evil ways,
yeah.
that they brought into the Israeli camp.
Mm-hmm.
The Israeli camp were in a pure state, and God loved it. But those Moabite evil ways were brought into the Israeli camp and defiled it. See, that's what the history of things and what the devil uses to destroy people. And he will, like, there are people that God calls, and they can't overcome certain things, like the intimidation. They can't let go of certain things, and then God can't use them anymore. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people, then they just, God takes them off the scene. And one of the prime ones in our day and age was Benjamin Boyd. God had a work for him to do, but he could not do it. And then he developed some brain disease, and then he died not too long after.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't fulfill his work that God had for him. And that's why we are so abnormal to know the history of things. And because that empowers you to go against the wiles of the devil.
You have to know history. Like, mm-hmm. most of our ambition is these Hutterites, and we got enough ammunition to completely put them out of commission, because we see the spirit behind it. It's the spirit of Satan. It's this, they've hijacked everything. They hijacked these songs. They hijacked everything because it's really not them. They think they're doing God a service. But you got to see the spirit behind it, the driving force. What's drive that deception? It's first class deception. It's not like they got one scripture, all things common. But they don't have that scripture. The key component there is all those that believe had all things in common. And we've been over it and over it again. But see, we got enough ammunition to expose that thing for what it is, how diabolically they operate here. Back in the day when they would come into my home and just tear that family apart. Just go in they and let me, told me, they're not your children. They belong to the church. See? Behind it is the spirit of Satan. And these are preachers in the pulpit. My own dad, my own father-in-law, doing these things, completely inspired by that religious spirit, not realizing that behind that religious spirit is Satan. Working in religion, just like it did back in the days of the Pharisees. They work behind religion, and eventually it's those scribes and those Pharisees and those religious leaders that had Jesus crucified. And it's the same thing today. That's why I got a number on these people in these pulpits, because they're used of Satan, and they don't even know it. In the name of religion.
They hijack everything, because when the Lord saved me, and I out on the road, when this man came by, and he went over the scripture with me. And then I read my Bible in German. And then I realized, you know, there are certain things in the Bible that the Hutterites have taken out and used in order to promote their way of doing things, of their religious system. And I thought to myself, in order for me to be set free from that, is I'm going to have to read my Bible in English, because they have used certain things in the German language in the Bible to take it and paralyze people. And right away, when you will talk to people, they will say,
die Gemeinschaft,
they will say, der Bund, they will say, you made a vow. With God and the church, they have certain things in the Bible that they use to paralyze you. And I realize, in order for me to be set free and not to be let that that intimidate me and cripple me, and I have to find out the truth. And then I started reading my Bible in English, and I listened to preachers, and then I realized that they have hijacked certain things. And then I came to the knowledge of the truth, and it's the truth that set me free from these talking points, from the Gma is the way to him. See, I realized it's Jesus is the way to heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's a prime example in your life, that how God sheds light on certain things, and then it sets you free from that religious bondage. And that's what it did to me. I started doing my own research and homework, and that's part of working out your salvation with fear and trembling, because this is your salvation that you're dealing with. This is not just a shoe that you can put on and take off. This is your salvation, your eternal destiny that we're talking about. So I had to go search out these matters and try the spirits to see, is this spirit from God, or is this a spirit that is going to deceive me and keep me in darkness? I want to be brought to the light. And then, you know, as I was doing the word of God is your light, and like it says in Psalms, it gives light to your pathway. And that's what it did to me. It shone light on my pathway and give me a clear path to walk on. That's why when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham and I saw water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Acts, I realized this is the baptism that I want to be baptized in. And slowly, everything became clear. When I realized what that Christmas was all about, my path became even more clear. My understanding was enlightened. And that's how what truth does to a person. It brings you to the light, and then the lie keeps you in darkness. Saying that the Gemma is the way to heaven, that is a lie, and it'll keep you in darkness. It will never set you free.
You got to go to the English, because the English, mm-hmm. it's fellowship. That's exactly mm-hmm. what you and I are having. And that's what they try to rob from us.
That's right.
Try to tell us the Gemma, the Gemma, the Gemma. Well, you got to take the English. It's fellowshipping one with another, like you are, you and I. We're two or three are gathered in His name there. He's in the midst. And we're fellowshipping around the Word of God, around the Word of Truth. That's why the Lord blesses us like that, like mm-hmm. He does. From morning to night, we got nothing but the blessings of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Protection, heavenly protection 24/7. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And that's why it says in Revelation 3, the church age of Laodicea, they're wretched, naked, and blind. Why? It's because they didn't search out the mm-hmm. truth, and then it left them naked. That's why Jesus said, buy of me gold, try it in the fire, to have eye salve on your eyes so you can really see things in the light of reality, not under a deceptive cloud.
Deceptive cult.
Yeah, it darkens your vision. That's why when Brother Jackson went off the scene, those Antichrist spirits were at work, because I saw how slowly my picture was getting all murkied up and foggy, and because lies were being put into the equation,
mm-hmm.
and then those lies started dimming up my vision, and I realize I have to separate myself from those lies, because if I don't, I am going to become so blinded to the truth. And mm-hmm. I had to separate it, and then my picture started getting clearer again. And that's what these deceiving spirits do.
It says back in John chapter 3 verse 18, this is the condemnation. That's where it starts. This is what's going to condemn people. This is what's going to send people to hell, because the light has come. The truth has come. We're presenting the world with truth. Whether they hear it or whether they don't hear it, it's out on the internet. It's available. And we've presented them with truth. But see, people, they love the lie more than the truth, because their deeds are evil. And it's mm-hmm. whoever loved the lie, we'll hate the truth. There's no middle ground here. It's either or. And like I say, we have presented these Hutterites with the truth. We've exposed that thing for what it is. It's the spirit of Satan. That's what's driving. That's the driving force behind that Hutterite, behind these Hutterite cults. It's a cult, first class cult, in the name of religion, in the name of Gemeinschaft. But behind it is the spirit of deception, the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. And he works through deception. But we've uncovered him. We've time and time again on his website, we've told you how ruthless and brutal these preachers are in the pulpit. Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Right.
Like normally, you can't see it unless the Lord gives you the understanding of it, and you go into history, and God gives you the grace to expose that thing. We're not going after the people. We're going after the spirit of the mm-hmm. thing. But people have sold themselves out for power and for prestige. And because, like it says in Isaiah, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They get this young guy, he's a preacher, and he gets that big head and power hung. You're not going to tell him to step back and analyze things, because he's on this roller coaster. And
the Bible,
exposing
doesn't
it.
The Bible even say that a young person should not
be
a preacher,
that's what it says.
That a seasoned and has walked through life and that has a balance already, developed some stability. Mm-hmm. Like a young person, how can that lead a group of people? That, you know, you need to develop these attributes, these characteristics, and that comes with learning and experience. and all of a sudden these young people become preacher, it doesn't work towards a good outcome because it's not even biblical.
But we're holding the line of truth here, and that's our job, and we got enough ammunition, like I say, to finish that, to expose that thing. Then we're not going to destroy, we're just going to expose it, and then it self-destructs once it's exposed. Like up till now, they thought that was it, and I thought so too, until the Lord began to put some spotlights on it, how they operate, and got me to go up against them and expose it. It got so corrupt, like J.K., that book that he wrote, how he was stealing money and writing these checks, and nobody had the courage to go up against them. They tried, but they couldn't. But see, what I did, I went to this prayer meeting, and I realized I got to go after the spirit of the thing. Mm-hmm. And then we did, there's two or three agreed, and we agreed to expose that guy. And here, lo and behold, the Lord heard our prayer, and what he did, he raised our people to put them out of commission. I did that, nothing to do with it. All I did, I went to a half an hour prayer meeting, and the three of us, we agreed, that man is of the devil. He is not meaning what's good. He's a deceiver, he's a thief, he's a crook, he's a criminal. But you got to expose him. So guess what happened? They got that, the Lord got everybody together. He lost the Supreme Court. He got that Gibb guy, that, well, I don't know, it was his first name, and that give Mary to write that book, and then that exposed all the handwriting and all these canceled checks and all that stuff, and it would take a fool not to believe it because mm-hmm. the signature is there, the check is there, mm-hmm. and there's people that refuse to believe it. Well, see, they're those people that when it says the truth has come, but they love the lie more than the truth. And thereby, they're completely condemned and damned by it. Mm-hmm. And these people that supported that J.K., they didn't last much longer after that, a lot of these people that supported it. And that's just exactly the way the scripture says, because this is the judgment. This is what's going to condemn people. This is what's going to send people to hell, out to hell of death, because the truth has come. That book came. And then the people that love the lie more than they love the truth. Mm-hmm. And then they voted themselves right into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
There they go down to destruction. They're still here. They still exist. But spiritually speaking, they don't exist, you know?
You know, that was like when I was confronted with that book and I leafed through it and I realized that Jacob Kleinsasser was a crook. And, you know, you can't lie against the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How can you lie against the truth? Because that's what's going to condemn you in the end. You just face reality and then you admit it and acknowledge it. And then God leads you on from there. But he can't lead you on from there if you believe a lie.
You believe more. Yeah. Uh-huh. Reject the truth.
That's right. It's like when those Israelites, when Jeremiah said they're going to go into captivity for 70 years. And then there's another guy said, no, it's going to be in a year's time, we're going to be back. And then they decided to go up to Egypt for protection. And the Lord clearly said through Jeremiah, don't go up to Egypt. But see, they lied against the truth and went up there, and only a few people came back.
They all got destroyed.
Destroyed. See, that's what the lie does. It leads you to destruction, and it brings about your end. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize it. But the truth was go up to Babylon and coexist there, and then God, you're going to be blessed.
And come under the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar.
See, that was the truth, and the truth let them live.
Like when you went to the store and you talked to that lady and he complained about the price, and she said it's Trump. Well, you corrected her. You mm-hmm. said, no, it's not Trump. It's the results of what Canada has done.
Bad decisions made in Canada that have led to that.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't agree with everything Trump says. But in all, he does a lot of good, and you cannot argue against that. So, and they realize that, and they don't say anything anymore.
Yeah.
Because they know they cannot argue the truth.
Amen to that.
But if at the minute people say, like you were saying here, that scripture you were quoting.
From Hosea?
Hosea. How does it
go? Oh, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You mean that one?
Mm-hmm. What does it
say? And because we rejected knowledge, I'll set it up that you'll be no more priests before me. That then you'll forget your children.
See, that's what happens.
Disastrous.
That's what happens when you decide that you're just going to believe a lie. It leaves you in ignorance and there's lack of knowledge.
Yeah, you wonder, how come you're so mad? Like I said the other day, we're not mad.
Mm-hmm.
We're not lukewarm. He said, "Would to God you're either hot or cold." Well, we're hot. We're saying it the way it needs to be said, and we're saying it in a way that the Lord wants us to say. I remember back in the day when the Lord told me to go up against these preachers. And then for about a year, I was kind of pussyfooting. I was kind of, don't you think it could be done this way? Don't you think you should do it that way? I went to that Leonard from Delta, told him, don't you think you should, how can you take communion with that JK when you know very well he's a crook? And then I went down to that John from Gentile, kind of passing the buck.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord came on the scene, I told you to speak the way I want you to speak. And then I had to speak like you really mean it. I told them exactly what they are. They're not of God. They're not the devil.
Yeah.
And that's what triggered it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're pussyfooting, it didn't trigger it to the point where they would actually terminate me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to speak in such a way that they would actually have cause to terminate, to put me out of commission.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the spirit. And the spirit doesn't want to be told the truth. The spirit of Satan doesn't want, wants you kind of to pussyfoot. Well, I didn't pussyfoot. I said it exactly right to the face. I said, your baptism is of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly.
And it
needed to be said.
That's right.
Well, at the end of the day, they had only one option at the end of that meeting. They just said, you got till sundown to get out of
mm-hmm.
here. If you're not out of here by sundown, the shadow will come and pick you up. Well,
and that's
so
why,
be it, you know.
And that's why spiritually they're in darkness. And there is no light in that system because they rejected the truth. And when you reject truth, you are spiritually in darkness. There is no way you can move beyond that unless you start spiritually accepting the truth.
So when they realized they can't shut me up, and I just kept on talking, then I put it in books and sent some books in there, then they give the... Like I might send one to my sister and somebody that I know, and he's called it. And then they give orders to the boss when you see some that literature come in from Sam, don't pass it out. Just send it back or throw it away. And that's exactly what happened. Because I went and followed, did you get the book? No, I never got no mail. Well, you didn't. I sent you some. Well, I found out the boss is giving orders to get rid of it. Instead of distributing it out to where it was sent to. But see, that's how they operate. That's
mm-hmm.
the devil behind it. It's the spirit of Satan. But see, they're not affecting us. We're just continuing on. And God's going to hold them accountable whether they read it or not, whether they look at it or not. We're not responsible. We're just responsible to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're actually bringing in their own demise.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing on their own destruction. And this one guy, my brother-in-law, don't you send any more books to Cypress Colony. Because I sent it to my sister and my, just addressed it to her, or people that I know down there. And he got mad. He
mm-hmm.
came right in here, told me not to send them anymore.
And that's why.
Well, I'll send them wherever I want to send
uh-huh.
them.
And that's how you can see the spirit of Satan wants to keep people ignorant and in darkness. Because once they start realizing the truth, they're going to rise up. But if
mm-hmm.
you keep them in darkness, just like the popes did in the Dark Ages, they made sure that literature, the truth, gets burned up. So
mm-hmm.
people don't have access to it, so that they are the prime lawmakers and rulers. Because as soon as the Bible was translated in languages where people could understand it, they had a weapon, a spiritual weapon against the forces of evil. And that's what people, they don't want people to come to the knowledge of the truth. The minute they come to the knowledge of the truth, their eyes are open and they realize they've been told a lie.
They've been duped.
Mm-hmm. They've been lied to.
They've been took.
Mm-hmm.
But we just keep on telling people the truth, whether you want it or not. Take it or leave it. As far as we can go, you know.
That's right.
He just told us to put up a website. And what he does with it, that's God's business. Mm-hmm. It's out there. It's in the heavenlies. And that's as far as we can go. We can't go around twisting out. If we see a heart somewhere, somebody that we feel has a desire for truth, then we just go there and meet them halfway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, another opportunity, Lord, to come together and sit with you in heavenly places. Pray, Lord, that we never take things for granted, that we're here on this planet just to work for eternity, to have so that we can have a place and that eternal abode, and have some fruits to have done something for you, Lord. And we just pray you continue to do it as you see fit. Use us, Lord, for your honor and for your glory. And once again, I say, do it as you see fit. Because there's nothing in us, Lord, that has the capability or even the desire to do it in God, decent and good. We just say, Lord, once again, just use us, Lord. Do it as you see fit. And pray, Lord, most of all, your gift and anointing, gift and increase. Open the hearts of the people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.